Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party is already started. Just enough grace to give you another cup.
Well, I might have enough faith to receive it if you give it to me.
I got plenty back there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. We might get a little coffee when we get on down the road here.
Yeah, because this right here is
a little rough right here.
Next time, though, we need to plan to go to Neat's.
Yes.
Get another turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Bacon on it.
And Neat's is a good place. What you think about James? You over yawning?
What do I think about?
You think about taking a nap?
No, I was thinking about where we just left, Bellevue Meat Market back there. That was a pretty decent little snack.
Yeah, it was a good snack. A
little sausage stick.
Yeah, they were good.
For it not to be really a snack shop. They had a decent snack.
We were talking earlier before we took our snack break about our origin and how, you know, before time began, before the foundation of the world, before we were born, God working a plan. About our origin in Christ, that we are made in His image and likeness, and how that the relationship that God the Father, the Son, and Spirit enjoy is that's our origin, that's our destiny. That's another way of saying it. And that's how we're learning to think about who we are and our relationship with God in that kind of a face-to-face relationship.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I was thinking about regarding that, I know you had said something just kind of passing one time we were talking. When Adam opened his eyes for the very first time, he was in the face of God.
Yes.
Man, when you said that, it just, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, that is awesome, you know, because that's, it's true.
Yeah.
And that's our origin. That's where we got started.
Right.
Not
just in Adam, but one of the things I was thinking about was John 1, mm-hmm. where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That word "with" is the Greek word "pros," that means facing forward or face to face or mm-hmm. closest proximity.
Yeah.
So the Word was face to face with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that Word, it goes on to say in verse 3 that all things were made through Him.
Mm-hmm.
In Colossians, and it may say it in John 1, but it talks about how that we were created in Him. Mm-hmm. Acts 17:26 says it. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him. In who? The Word that was face to face.
Yes.
So we're created in Christ. And that's our position. Face to face.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how to understand that God is in your face.
I think there's a whole lot being communicated in just the imagery and the word of face to face. One, he's just describing this is just how it is. Like, this is the life that we share. It's not just something we do occasionally.
Yeah.
This is where we
get together every now.
Yeah, this is where we live, and this is what we live from. This is how we do life in this face-to-face relationship. And in my mind, as I think about that, I think about it in a couple of terms or a couple of maybe images of face-to-face, because it does represent the most closest, intimate, personal relationship.
Yeah.
Because we might tell somebody, you know, don't be getting up in my face.
Yeah.
Okay, because we realize we got a personal space there. And,
yeah.
And
one thing I thought about was kissing my wife.
Yes.
In her face.
Yes. Yeah, you cannot kiss without face-to-face there. So that's why it represents that intimate, affectionate place of a husband and wife
yeah.
who are in an embrace, who are kissing one another. Which, while we have the imagery in the Bible of Christ loving the church, giving himself for it, and it represents like a husband and bride relationship
mm-hmm.
that's there, and this is the great mystery. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. We are part of his body. All of that being conveyed face-to-face is another aspect of that that's there. The other one that I think about I think about when a baby is born. When you get a baby, what you bring a baby face to face. When your own child is born or your grandchildren are born and you get to hold them, that's what you want to do with them. And
you don't stick your foot in their face.
No. And you bring them up to your face. I mean, that's... And even as they're, you know, in that infant stage, you get down in their face and you, you know, talk baby talk to them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, and you just look at their eyes and they just look at you. Now, that child has no, what I want to say, The child has a limited understanding, experience of what's happening.
Yeah.
It's just, retain no long-term memory out of that. But the adult in that relationship is just experiencing a level of joy that's hard to express.
Yeah.
Okay. And so from one perspective, we're God's children. And he, as the mature one in the relationship, is just overjoyed with what he is seeing. And we're just a little mesmerized because our eyes are not quite into focus. Like a baby.
Well, I never have really thought about it in this light until just now, but Eli, Chloe's middle child, my grandbaby, every time I see him, he's got his arms up. Hold me, hold me.
Yes.
He wants to be in my face.
Yes.
Because when I get him there, I mean, he's just right there.
Right, right.
And that's where he wants to be. I realize he likes being up, but, I mean, that's the reality. He wants to be in my face.
Yeah, they want to be in your face. And then even as they get into some toddler, from the toddler to the elementary age, they still like to be, if they're not in your face, they want your face only.
Yeah.
It's watch me.
Watch me. That's attitude.
Watch me. Watch me.
Look,
watch me.
Look.
And
if you're not watching, she's going to let you know.
Oh, yeah. If you if you look off at the ball game or down at your phone or you pick up a book, it's, hey, watch me. Watch me. Watch me.
Yeah. That's Hadley Cake, too. Watch this. Well, all kids, I mean, they just want to be seen. That goes back to that. Face to face, what you're created for, to be seen.
Somebody notices me, sees me, delights in me.
That's good.
All of that. And that's what we're brought into. That's how God feels about us. And I think about that when the grandchildren are doing somersaults and watch me, watch me. Well, I'm not over there going, that's a lousy somersault. You're never going to make it as an Olympic athlete. Is that if that's the best you can do, you need to quit trying. I mean, none of that comes. It's just great. Good job. Proud of you. That's awesome. You're doing good. Well, all the time, they're barely even doing a somersault at all. But at the same time, I find a lot of joy and entertainment in it, pleasure in it. But it has nothing to do with the level of the performance.
Yeah.
I think that's what hinders us, is we think we're at the Olympic tryouts, and if we don't get a perfect score of 10, then we're a failure.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, no, I've brought you into this face-to-face relationship, and it's just love and adoration.
Just let me gaze upon you.
Yeah.
Feel my love.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for him to imagine. He likes what he's looking at.
Yeah.
we're too critical, and we're too judgmental.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have a hard time separating the works, performance, productivity, position that a person holds from who they are as a human being having value, worth, just because they exist.
Yes.
That little baby is years away from making a positive contribution to the family.
Yeah. If so.
Well, I want to say it might be 18 to 25 or 30 years before they make a positive contribution to the family.
Or never.
And maybe never. But yet they bring joy and there's love and they're unaware of it.
Yeah. But I was thinking about that. Since you said that day, I've been thinking about it, but I was thinking about that. The reality of, well, there's a couple of different ways to come at it. The idea that all things come into being, it's in Christ. In Him was life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Him and through Him that God created all that is. And that word was space to face.
Yeah.
Jesus said, no man has seen the Father.
That's what he says.
But me.
Yeah.
I come from the Father, you know. And so it's that reality of being all things in Him but also the reality that when he became a man, when he took on flesh as the last Adam, we got included. He came into our mess. He came into what we are. And in that, we're in him. It just blows my mind to think we're in the dance, man.
Yes.
We're in that triune fellowship of love.
Yeah. That. Well, and I think that's the point, is to learn to live from that reality.
Yeah.
To believe what Jesus believes about us. To embrace what he has accomplished for us.
Yeah.
That this is what is true of me, regardless of how I feel, what my circumstances may be, what everybody may tell me. I'm going to begin to orientate my life from this good news of what Jesus has done. What is John 14:20? In that day, you will know that what I'm in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you, which is what he was trying, I think, trying to convey to us, that through his crucifixion, burial, resurrection, ascension, enthronement, and sending of the Spirit at Pentecost, through that event, in that day, he's like, you're going to know this is how I see you. This is the what is true of you. You're in me. I'm in you. I'm in the Father. The Father's in me. You sit where I sit. That's why you are co-seated with me in heavenly places now.
Yes.
And even though I'm sitting here riding in a truck with you, because I'm joined in spirit with Christ and one with him, it's as if I'm sitting there even now, even though I'm here. Because we're connected, and then to think from that perspective, because I think we spend a lot of time get a lot of frustration, and we wear ourselves trying to get to some place we already are, or trying to obtain or grab something that we already possess. And it can never be done. It, no more than, I'm in this truck, and if you just started yelling at me, Larry, get in this truck, Larry, get in this truck, Larry, get in this truck, and I'm like, and you're going, hurry up, move, jump, run, you know, get in the truck, get in the truck. And I'm just like, you know, trying to, where am I supposed to go? And I'm already here, which I think would be picturesque of the average Christian experience. That they're trying to work, earn, merit, and get somewhere that Jesus said, would you chill? I've already done all that.
Yep.
You're there. Now, can we learn to live from here?
Yeah.
Can you learn to live loved?
Yeah.
Can you just accept you're forgiven?
Yeah.
Can you believe you have a different identity, and it's an unstained innocence?
Mm. Before the Father.
Seen. Yeah, that the Father doesn't see you any other way other than blameless. You are already accepted. And it doesn't matter how well you can do a somersault in the floor. It has nothing to do with your acceptance before him. You're loved. He can't love you anymore. He don't love you any less. You're loved the same as Jesus is loved.
We have been brought right smack dab into the fellowship, the relationship in Papa's lap.
Yes, face to face.
Amazing. I just
yes, face to face.
Oh, that just gets me.
Yeah.
But that he says it there in Ephesians 1, you know, that he did this before the foundation of the world. He associated us in Christ. He chose us in Christ. He placed us in Christ, however you want to say it, before the fall, before the foundation of the world, that we might be seen before him.
Yes.
In love.
Well, that's the thing. We need to learn to see ourselves that way. Because it is how the Father sees us.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we want to judge whether we're there or not by some external circumstance of our life.
Yeah.
How much money we got in the bank, what position we have, what people think of us, how well we can get our act together, you know, how religious we are, all this, you know, how we score on some...
Whatever measuring stick.
Yeah, whatever yardstick you want to pull up and use. And...
It was done before time began.
Right.
And the only reason anybody's on the planet is because Father God desired that they be here. Yeah. He wanted to know them and them to know him.
Mm-hmm.
In this communal dance, I've got.
Yeah. It's a mutual life, a shared life, a communal life. And it's the communion of the Holy Spirit. It's a good life.
It's good.
It is a good life.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Well, even though I think about that face to face, the Hebrew blessing. Is it number six, where the Lord bless thee and keep thee, cause his face to shine upon thee, okay, and to give you peace, that, you know, blessing? The faith, they understood that the face towards you and shine upon you meant it radiated with a joy and a pleasure. They were glad to see you. You know, it's how your face lights up when you're glad to see somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, that was, all right. But then when you go to Ephesians 1 and realize he has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus in heavenly places.
She's shining on us.
Yeah, that what was...
That's where we were created.
Yeah, what was a type and shadow in the Old Testament in number 6 of the Hebrew blessing has reached a fulfillment and a finality in Jesus Christ. That's where you live. And quit trying to earn that or work for it or deserve it, and it just simply receive it by faith, accept it, and live in it.
Or wait for one day when I get to heaven.
Yeah, I hope I get it someday.
Just put me a little cabin in the corner, Lord.
Yeah. That's right. Well, okay, how about that? You know, I've missed so much, thinking too literally and thinking too lowly of some imagery in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we think about heaven, grew up on a lot of Southern gospel songs that were very heaven-oriented, and it's little cabin over in glory, or I got a mansion up on a hilltop, okay? Some of that kind of stuff. And you begin to think, okay, you envision this pearly gate and these streets of gold and these mansions lying down through there, and, you know, what size mansion you going to be in? This is where your mind runs. And we just totally lose sight looking face to face.
The one it's all about.
Right. The one that it's all about a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people, hey, as long as I get inside the gate.
Yeah.
You know.
What you gonna do when you get there?
Yeah, even if I'm just a little cabin over in Glory Land, it's over in the so much, but we're just missing the point of it.
Yeah.
When we think it's just about getting there.
So I don't have to go to hell.
Right. And it's never that. It's about a relationship with someone who loves and adores you deeply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I just can't, I know I've said it now, but we were created in his face. Yeah. God is in your face. And that can be understood both ways.
Yeah.
He's on this side looking in your face, and when I look in your face, I see God.
Yes. And in our darkness, we couldn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And in our fallen mind concept, we couldn't envision it. So Jesus came into that darkness and showed us, here's what's really true.
That's right.
And this is what I'm going to take away everything that you can possibly think of or imagine that keeps it from being true. And I'm going to annihilate it at the cross.
What did he say in chapter 1 and verse 18, John?
No man has seen God at any time, but the Son, the only begotten, but he has declared him. I'm not even getting that right now. But the only begotten of the Father, who is in the bosom of the Father. The only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
I wonder what the passage says.
I don't know how he says what he says about it. No one ever before gazed upon the full splendor of God except his uniquely beloved Son, who is cherished by the Father and held close to his heart. Now that he has come to us, he has unfolded the full explanation of who God truly is.
So just by that verse, if you want to know what God is like,
yeah, look at Jesus.
Just look at Jesus.
Yeah, he's declared him. He's fully revealed him.
Mm.
He is the image of the invisible God.
Mm. Full of grace.
Full of grace and truth.
Mercy.
Yeah. Well, he is the only begotten of the Father. He is the exact image in likeness. He is of the same essence and nature. They are one. If you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father.
Yep.
There is no difference between them.
So, John 14:20, in that day you will know that I'm in the Father, you're in me, mm-hmm. and I'm in you.
Yes.
What?
Hey, thanks for riding along with us, listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way in experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life that Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website at findingourway.co.